Hello and welcome to MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And in the news today, there's calls from Scottish vets about future regulation of animal health control, should there be a vote for Scottish independence in September. The British Veterinary Association has called on both sides for clarification because, as President Robin Hargreaves pointed out yesterday, and I quote, disease doesn't recognise political or national boundaries. And as the issue progresses, we need to know what animal owners can expect and the cost of that veterinary provision. Also in the news, we've heard from a local farmer who had to take a big lamb to the vet as a result of a dog attack. The incident happened on an Easter Ross shoreline where the dog had been on the beach and the ewes and lambs in a field just behind at the back of the seashore. The lamb had to be put down and the farmer has appealed for caution with dogs on the seashore. And please check if ewes and lambs are nearby. He also asked us where to get the posters to warn dog owners of the presence of sheep. FarmersGuardian.com has a link to the poster. And as we mentioned here on MFR Farming a few days ago, there's been a big rise in the numbers of attacks by dogs on both cattle and sheep over the past 2 years. It's up from 600 to 1,100 reported cases. Here's Olivia Midgley from Farmers Guardian with another reminder.
Farmers are absolutely devastated with these attacks. I mean, often farmers find animals in fields in horrific state, still alive. And farmers tell us as well that if your dog by chance does end up getting into one of these incidents, then please go and tell the farmer. Don't just leave the poor animal to die. You know, go and tell someone, because the farmer would much rather know about it and be able to treat the animal. And of course they tell us that in other cases, you know, dogs will chase sheep, because obviously we know sheep will run and run and run, and they often chase them over cliffs into water and they drown. I think people don't quite understand so many risks that can come about from a dog just getting into a field full of livestock.
And having had personal experience of dogs chasing cattle and causing abortions, I know just how bad things can actually get. But for me, that's all for today. There's more farming on the MFR News web pages, and I'm back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40.
MFR Farming.
With DR Alexander & Son. Seafield Road, Inverness. The North's distributor for Eiffel Williams Trailers.